Hi, friend, Danny here. Before we jump into today's intro, I just wanted to come on briefly and let you know that when I recorded this episode, there was a little issue with the audio, and Will, my amazing editor, did all he could to clean it up and to make it as crisp as possible. But again, I had my setting wrong, and so moving forward, we will have that fixed. But we really want to present clean and easy to listen to audio. So this one feels a little bit muffled. And so Will, I just want to thank you so much for your continued hard work for our podcast. Will just makes these audios shine. And so, but we didn't want to scrap the whole episode because we really liked the content. So I hope this episode blesses you. I hope it's worth your listen. And we'll get back to A quality audio next episode.
What's up, friends? Welcome back to the podcast. Oh my gosh, you guys. So I think this is our third video podcast, and I'm having fun with it. So I hope you guys are enjoying it as well. Today's episode is super short and sweet. I wanted to talk about prayer a little bit, and to some people, I might sound like a heretic, but one of the things that I've been talking about with people is how sometimes we amp ourselves up. We literally amp our anxiety up by praying so much about certain things. It literally gets on a loop in our brain, and we become more obsessed with the hard things in our life when we are constantly praying about these things. And so listen, I believe in the power of prayer. I'm a prayer warrior, all the things. But sometimes the best thing we can do is literally to stop praying about certain things. Now listen, that doesn't mean we're not going to surrender them. That doesn't mean that there's not prayer covering them and all that. But in today's episode, I just wanted to talk to those of us that struggle with anxiety or lean towards the struggle with anxiety, and have found yourself at times when you pray, actually your anxiety kind of becomes more intense. And some people would say, man, that's the devil attacking and you got to press in even more. And I believe in spiritual warfare and all of that. I'm not naive to any of that. But I do think that there is wisdom in just realizing sometimes our biology, our physiology, our temperament, how we run as human beings. And just know that, you know, when we're talking about certain things or dealing with certain really heavy issues in our life, when we are constantly praying and pressing in, it can actually amp up our anxiety. And anyways, I'm going to get into that in today's episode. So I'm not a heretic. I believe in the power of prayer. But some of us at certain times and certain situations in our life, sometimes we just need to zip our lips and not even pray and just trust that the Lord is praying for us, right? That's what scripture says, that literally the Spirit intercedes for us at times. And so anyways, we're going to unpack that. It's going to be a short episode, but it's been something that's been on my heart, and it's been a couple of practices that I've been practicing that honestly has really helped me more lean into trust and not try to control things, because I try to control things with my prayers as well. I think we all do. And so anyways, I'm excited about this episode, and I'm grateful that you're here with me today.
Welcome to A Holy Mess Podcast. All right, my friends, we all know life can be so difficult and painful at times, especially when we're carrying grief or loss or wrestling with shame about our past, anxiety about our future, or frankly, like we are just not enough. But there has to be so much more for us. There is hope and joy, peace, love, fun, purpose, and a reason that you, my friend, are on this planet. Let's partner with God so you can be who He created you to be as you wrestle through and trudge through your mess. Hi, I'm Danny, a recovering alcoholic, a mom, a wife, a mentor, and dust. We are only here for a moment. Let's live like it. I'm just like you. I'm a holy mess most days. Actually, every day. Let's have some fun and laugh while trudging through our mess. This stuff doesn't need to be dry and boring. Let's dig in.
Okay, so like I said, I'm not a heretic. I totally believe in the power of prayer. I mean, I've seen it in my own life. I've seen it in people's lives that I love and people's lives that I've prayed with and for and all of that. So I'm not saying don't pray. I'm not saying prayer is not a useful thing. I believe in prayer. Here's what I want to talk about. And this is what I want to offer you, especially those of us who are really struggling and really pressing in and just feel like our anxiety just goes up when we pray about certain things. Now, listen, I know those of us that are really sensitive people, and we care deeply for those in our lives and those that are struggling. We care deeply about the things going on in our life. I had to come to the realization that sometimes I was praying as a way to give myself peace of like, well, this is all I can do. This is the only form of control I have in this situation. So I'm going to pray about it. Some of us, we pray as a form to kind of control things. Now, listen, I'm not saying that that is always what our motives are, but we have to understand too, I had to come to the realization that sometimes I was praying as a way to give myself peace of like, well, this is all I can do. This is the only form of control I have in this situation. So I'm going to pray about it, which is phenomenal. And if it works for you and brings you peace as you surrender and as you pray through things, do it, like go for it. But if you find yourself at times when you're praying and you're getting more amped up and you can't sleep at night, or you're waking up at 3 a.m. with the same loop going on in your head and you're just continually praying about something and all of that, this is what I want to offer you. I think that foundationally, there's really two types of prayer. Now, listen, there's a zillion types of prayer. But I think they fall under these two categories. I think there's a type of prayer where we're contending, where we're pressing in, where we're really leaning in and trying, really asking the Lord to change some things or for his will to be done and all of that, right? And then there's surrender prayer, where we're more in a receiving stance, more of a hands wide open kind of stance. And early on in my recovery days, I had learned really how to press into surrender prayers. And I remember there was, I think about 2 years of my life where I didn't contend for anything. I just was in such a surrendered place and it was beautiful. It was glorious. Honestly, it was probably some of the most peace-filled times I'd ever had in my whole life. I don't know when I quite took control back and decided I got to contend for some things, but there's a time and a place, right? And if you have an assignment from God and you're supposed to be contending and praying, man, by all means, press in. But if it's causing you anxiety and stress and you're getting more amped up as you pray for things, right, I would offer that maybe it's time to lean into more of surrender prayers. And, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. So we have a ping pong table. We bought it during COVID. It was one of our little family, really was our family event. We played ping pong and we watched movies and all the things, right? So the ping pong table's been gathering dust in our garage for a couple of years now. And we'd pull it out once in a while and play with it or that sort of thing. But about 3 months ago, we pulled it into my living room. And the reason we pulled it in the house, which my daughter and husband hate it in the living room because they don't love ping pong and they think it's an eyesore, which I get it. It is an eyesore, but we dusted it off, Zach and I and my son, and we put it in the living room. And yes, it is an eyesore. And if you come to my house, you're like, hey, there's a ping pong table in your living room. And here's the reason why we did it. Number one, it's in a living space, so I actually see it and remember to use it, which has been really phenomenal in so many ways. And ping pong is a really great way for me to reset my brain. So let me just share this with you. So when I'm amped up and going, I need to get myself out of the spin, out of the cycle of whatever my brain is telling me, whatever thoughts I'm locked in on. I've got to get my body in motion to help my brain get out of that cycle and loop. And you guys, I talk about it all the time on the podcast. It's one of my core pillars in my group coaching program, The Feel Better Journey, is how we are triune beings. Like God created us with minds, so we contend with thoughts. God created us with physical bodies, and we contend with feelings and emotions. And sometimes we get a feeling, a gut feeling, and then it gets latched on to some thought that we have in our mind. And so it affects us, right? This is why our emotions affect our thoughts and our thoughts affect our emotions and our bodies. And it's why when you get stressed, you get a pain in your neck, right? Because your body's feeling the stress, right? There's a book, I talk about it all the time, by Bessel van der Kolk called The Body Keeps the Score, where literally they say trauma is stored in the cells of our body. I believe it holistically. I 100% believe it. And I believe that God gave us a gift in that our minds are connected to our emotions, which are connected to our body, which are connected to our spirit, right? So triune being, right? Just like Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we're by no means God, but we have our own little triune thing going on with our minds, with our bodies, and with our spirit. And it's one of the things that we talk about in the Feel Better Journey program a lot, is because what we're trying to do is get integrated. We want to integrate not only our bodies and our minds, but also our spirit, right? 2 Corinthians 5:17. We've heard this a zillion times in church, right? For the old is gone and the new has come when you're a believer in Christ. So like those who believe in Christ, the old is gone and the new has come, right? But how come I don't feel that way? How come I'm still struggling in so many ways? And some of us, we condemn ourselves for our struggles. We're like, I shouldn't feel this way, or I shouldn't be struggling so much, or maybe I'm not really a Christian because I have these struggles. And I would argue, man, our spirit is healed in an instant when we follow Jesus and all of that. But our minds and our bodies, they need some more healing as well. And they need some integration because, listen, the experiences of our past, the trauma, the drama, it's like lodged in us. It's like You're walking down in the mall and you smell someone's smell and you're like, oh my gosh, that was my grandma's house. I smell, and you're right back in that moment, right? It's our senses. So we have to actually kind of reintegrate with our senses and make new meaning behind different things. It's how we rewrite our story. It's how we bring meaning to the hard places in our life. There's no magic wand. We can't get rid of the hard places, but what we can do is find new meaning or a deeper purpose and all of that in it. So this is what I'm all about, okay, is like helping us integrate our minds, our spirits, and our bodies all together. And so this is where I think prayer can be vital and can be so, so helpful. And so, but I want to offer that sometimes doing a repetitive type prayer can really be helpful. And this is where I'm going to tie back into my ping pong table. Okay. So when I'm struggling or I'm off the rails or my thoughts, or I'm just feeling kind of crummy, I try to jump in and do something a little bit mindless or a little bit repetitive because it gets me out of that loop. It's why sometimes our best ideas come to us when we're driving, right? Because we're doing something else physically. And then all of a sudden we get this download or something. Or if we're in the shower and you have a great idea, it's because you're doing something that, you know, you probably wash your hair the same way, right? Something a little bit more repetitive, a little bit more kind of mindless kind of thing where you can just kind of get out of that loop. And so for ping pong, for me, oh my gosh. So I've actually been playing ping pong, solo ping pong. So we lift up half the side of the ping pong table and I play by myself, drives my husband and Kenzie crazy because of the noise. But I've gotten pretty good and I'm pretty fast at it now. And I'm focused on the ball and I'm just hitting the ball back and forth. And I'm telling you, it helps me kind of get in a healthier rhythm and it helps me get a little bit more creative. And anyways, it gets me out of my thoughts and into kind of a repetitive type thing. So this is what I want to offer with repetitive prayer or short surrender prayers. This is where that can really be helpful, especially when you're visualizing and when you can slow your spirit down enough and bring your breathing into it. It's really, really healthy and holy, right? When we can build a spiritual practice in and connect it with our physical body, it's phenomenal. It really does help. And it calms the senses and it calms the mind and the thoughts as well, right? That's why you can go on a prayer walk and get your body in motion and a familiar area or a beautiful place. Like it can be very, very helpful. But if you don't have 45 minutes, there are some prayers that I practice all the time that are so, so helpful. And I have them memorized and they're very simple. So I have one 11-word prayer that I think everybody can memorize. My sister-in-law, Carrie, actually taught it to me at the beginning of Lent, and I began praying it every day, all Lent season. And I gotta tell you, it was huge. It was so helpful. And it's literally 11 words. Are you ready? It's Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. Amen. And I would put, you know, Jesus, I surrender Zach to you. Take care of everything. Amen. Jesus, I surrender Kenzie to you. Take care of everything. Amen. Jesus, I surrender my parents to you. Take care of everything. Amen. Whatever is causing you grief or heartache or concern, you just put that person's name or that situation, take care of my, whatever, my business. Jesus, I surrender my business to you. Take care of everything. Amen. And I would say this over and over again until I began to kind of have peace. And it's one of the things what I love about our Catholic brothers and sisters is they do repetitive prayer. They do responsive prayer as well, but a repetitive prayer, you know, when they say the Lord's Prayer over and over again, and we all know the Lord's Prayer, it's how Jesus taught us to pray. I'll put the Lord's Prayer in the show notes as well. But our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And I have found that when I can say these prayers, you know, two or three times in a row, and I begin to visualize different parts, whatever comes up for me, I love the part of the Lord's Prayer where it says, thy kingdom come. Like, what does that even mean? Like, God's will, God's kingdom come now in this situation. And I begin to just kind of visualize like what that, would that look like. And it's amazing how it just settles my heart and it settles my spirit. It's one of the reasons why I love, love, love the Serenity Prayer. There's a longer form of the Serenity Prayer, but even just the three lines of God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. So what I wanted to offer you today is if praying kind of amps up your anxiety, first of all, no shame. And it's okay to admit that. I think it's very healthy to admit that. And I think that there's nothing wrong with you if that happens for you. It could just be a season. It could just be a whole host of reasons. So here's what I want to offer you. Instead of contending and praying about that situation and pressing in about it, just go to surrender prayer with it. Say, Lord, you already know the answers. You already know the outcome. I'm going to trust you. I can't fix it. I can't heal this situation. I can't heal this person. I can't fix this person. I can't change this person. I surrender them, right? And then you can say one of those three prayers that I just offered you, and I will put all three of the prayers in the show notes. I'll repeat them again for you here, but I just want to give you guys permission. If prayer is one of those hard things for you, man, don't overthink it, and it's okay. There's nothing wrong with you. It doesn't mean you're not a follower of Jesus. It doesn't mean anything other than it's just, it's hard right now, and that's okay. So I want to offer you, just say a couple of surrender prayers. Jesus knows your heart, and hopefully through doing these surrender prayers, maybe you can actually find a little bit more peace as you go through your day. So I just wanted to offer that to you. I'll put the prayers in the show notes. Again, the 11-word prayer that has been just transformative for me for the last month and a half or so. Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. Amen. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And then the serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. All right, you guys, that's all I wanted to offer you today. I want you to know that I'm here and I love you and I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful to be doing these video podcasts. So if you're listening on the podcast app or on Spotify, I'm so grateful that you are a part of the audio community. You guys have been just incredibly supportive the last, 2 years now we've been doing this, and just super, super grateful for now this new form of video podcast on YouTube. So if you're new around here, please join the email list. There's a link in the show note. I send out one or two emails encouraging people each week, and I talk about podcast episodes and just different things. Also, doors are opening soon for the group coaching program, The Feel Better Journey. And if you're needing kind of some fresh wind, fresh fire, and you're ready to step into the next kind of chapters in your life with a little bit more peace, a little bit more power, you will begin to feel better and feel a little bit more empowered and a little bit more confident in your skin and who God created you to be. Jump in this round of the Feel Better Journey when doors open. There's a link to the wait list as well in the show notes. Anyways, I'm just so grateful you're here. Thanks for being a part of this community, and I'll be in touch in a few days. God bless you guys.
Hello, my friend. If this episode blessed you, made you laugh, or triggered you, hey, that's growth. Please do me a favor and share this with a friend. And if you feel led, please leave a written review for the show. That really helps us out. Don't forget, you are in good company if you're feeling more broken than you'd like to admit. And you are more loved than you can ever imagine. Have a great week. See you next time.